Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Waterloo Blackhawks push this playoff series to its limit, a best of three, and there will be a third game on Wednesday night between the Blackhawks and the Lincoln Stars. It's time for our post-game scoring summary, presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. And most of the scoring on that summary happened in the opening 20 minutes of this game. The Blackhawks got the opening goal, and with that score, they never trailed the rest of the way. Here's Shifsky into the Lincoln zone, trying a backhander, well wide of the Lincoln net. And the Hawks take away a clearing attempt. Shifsky in front of Stav attempt, he scores! Here come the Hawks, and who else? It's Garrett Shifsky again. After two last night, he gives the Hawks their first lead in the series. 6:07, the time of the score. Third goal for Shifsky in the postseason. Unofficially, the assists to Gavin O'Connell and Jake Rossi, and Waterloo into the lead. That 1-0 score only held for a minute and 12 seconds. The Stars tied it up at 7:19. Yu Sato came into the Blackhawks zone, the Japanese forward, from near the top of the left circle, fired a shot toward the net. Emmett Crotto trying to kick it aside, ended up having it take a weird bounce, went up into the air, landed in the crease, and bounced, crossing the goal line just inside the post at Crotto's left. Sato, the goal, and that made it a 1-1 score. Sato unassisted at 7:19. The game was tied 1-1 for a little more than 7 minutes before the Blackhawks went back in front permanently. Robertson drops it off, high slot, Tyler Procius, wrist shot coming, and Barrico fought it off, rebound behind the net, Lindbergh trying to swoop in and find it, gets it back to the line, it's Robertson dodging a defender across the high slot, wrist shot, hit the end glass, loose behind the Stars' net, and Barrico falls backwards, the puck goes in, the Blackhawks think that they've scored, the net is dislodged, what's the call? It looks like a Blackhawks goal based on the celebration. And if it is, I think it's a goal for Lindbergh. A good goal for the Blackhawks, Gavin Lindbergh, and Waterloo on top by the score of 2-1. Lindbergh officially unassisted as it stands immediately after this game, but I think there will be an assist added to Ben Robertson, and the Hawks with the 2-1 edge, and it became 3-1 shortly after that. 15:32 of the first period. The teams had just gone to a 4-on-4 situation with offsetting penalties against Garrett Shifsky and Killian Keeker Olsen. And Fust out to center, spins a pass Waldron's way, kicks to his stick, gains the Lincoln line on left wing, knocked down to a knee by Shade, who also goes down as they both slide into the left wing corner. Waldron back up centers, here's Ness shooting, he scores! Here come the Hawks! Tucker Ness left alone in the slot! Put it past Embarico to the stick side, and Waterloo leads by two. Tucker Ness, his first of the playoffs as the teams skated 4-on-4 at 15:32. Unofficially, the assists on that goal to John Waldron and Patrick Geary, and the Blackhawks were ahead 3-1. A sequence of power plays back and forth from the late first period through the second and into the early third, but no change in the scoring until there was just over 3 minutes left to go, and it was not a power play situation, but it was a 6-on-5 situation as the Stars had just lifted Caden Embarico, and a pass by Luke Johnson across the slot found Lucas Wallen in the left wing circle. Emmett Crotto not able to move from left to right fast enough to close the door, and the puck put in by Wallen, assisted by Johnson and Dalton Norris, making it a 3-2 score. Still with a lot of time left, the Hawks fended off the Stars the rest of the way, holding on for the 3-2 win, despite being outshot 16-5 in the third period for the game. 37 Lincoln Stars shots on goal to 18 for the Blackhawks, better than a 2-1 ratio favoring the Stars, but the Blackhawks hold on to force a third game Wednesday night. Power plays not really a factor in this one. Again, the Hawks score a 4-on-4 goal for the second consecutive game, but 0-for-4 on the power play. The Stars also 0-for-4. So for the series, the Hawks now 0-for-9. Lincoln 0-for-8. And I mentioned the shots on goal already. The wind, Emmett Crotto with 35 saves. He bumps his playoff mark back to break even at 1-1. The loss to Caden Embarico He stopped 15 of 18 in the loss. And Barrico now 1-1 as well, and maybe appropriate that both goaltenders have the same record and probably pretty similar metrics to this point in the series after they were so close during the regular season, separated by 1/100th of a goals against average point and 1/1000th of a save percentage point when comparing those statistics from the regular season. Well, you think about your car battery in the winter, but have you thought about your mower's battery this spring? FVP, voltage batteries for your lawn or garden tractor. Get started when it's time to mow with FVP parts that are verified and proven. Reach for what works and reach for it at Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale. There to help, Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. That is our post-game scoring summary. A winner-take-all third game between the Blackhawks and the Lincoln Stars with another 6:05 face-off and a 5:45 pregame start on Wednesday as these two teams get right back at it for the right to take on the Sioux City Musketeers.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.